Good afternoon, kua te reo mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The Commerce Commission has cleared iwi-owned fishing company Moana New Zealand to acquire Samford's annual catch entitlement for much of its quota of North Island inshore species. The new long-term agreement will make Moana the largest inshore fisheries company in Aotearoa. Moana will take over the catching, processing and selling of fish covered by the ACE, and Samford acting CEO Craig Allison says there is still one commercial consideration to be completed for the deal to be finalised, as well as details over the future of some staff and some inshore processing assets. A new investigation has found released prisoners are set up to fail by a lack of housing, with Māori significantly more affected. Criminologists from Auckland University's School of Social Sciences found two-thirds of prisoners were living in unstable housing 6 months after release, and almost half had moved two or more times during that period. Māori were 2.4 times more likely to find it very difficult to find housing and 1.7 times more likely to be living in unstable housing. Associate Professor Alice Mills says on release, prisoners are given just $350 to get them through the next 2 weeks, which hasn't been raised since the 1980s. They often don't have the identification documents needed to set up bank accounts and get help from WINS, and they don't have the rental history or references which they need for private rental housing.
I found it really difficult to be able to do things like pay rent, but also buy groceries, buy basic kind of, if they were living in a completely new place, buy very basic furniture such as a bed. And indeed, we do need to be very concerned about reintegration and how we basically try and ensure that people leaving prison are able to play a role in society. And it's extremely hard for them to do that without stable housing.
Dr. Mills says released prisoners felt if they were in stable housing with control of who could come and go, they were more likely to gain employment and not reoffend. The National Party's Hamilton West candidate, Tama Pōtaka, is trying to set a good example of healthy living. He says health is wealth, and if you have good health, you will be wealthy over time. His whānau subscribes to the Wharetapa Whā model, where wairua, tinana, hinengaro and whānau, as well as reo and taiao, all contribute to healthy lives and health outcomes. He manages his parliamentary workload by keeping fit through a daily gym session or a run in all weathers, and he doesn't neglect the wairua side.
So we enjoy karaki and sometimes we go to church down here in Hamutana and other places when I'm there, such as Rangitike and Tāmaki Makaurau, when I'm in either of those places. Making sure that you've got a holistic approach to health and well-being is really important. If we're trying to get to good health and well-being, the important thing is to do something rather than talk about doing something.
Tama Pōtaka. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Toodoo!